I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. May the 4th be with you. Star Wars Day. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. Few things to mention here to you as we roll on here on this Monday afternoon as the Whiskey Stars and Cigars is a few days away, ladies and gentlemen. It returns this Friday, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Talk sports unfiltered with our on-air hosts at Tabacón Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk at 6 p.m. this Friday. And we'll have some special guests. The Heat's Davion Mitchell is going to be there. Bernie is going to be there. The Heat Dancers will be there, too. Enjoy a nice Scotch whiskey from Johnny Walker, a smooth cigar from Drew Estate. The event is free. Just stop by and get all the info now at WQAM.com. You must be 21 or older. And we'll see you at 6 p.m. Friday at Tabacón Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. Whiskey Stars and Cigars, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Four brands, one location, your local Cadillac, Buick, GMC, and Chevy dealer. So check that on out. Give you a weather update here. Brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com as it is currently 80 degrees. In Miami, cloudy, rainy conditions around up until 6 p.m. So dealing with that. Get out of the way, everybody.
Close that dome. Lone dome.
So that's going on. Wind gusts up to 12 miles per hour. So you got that to look forward to. Be careful out there, everybody. And our headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little solcito, and when we want a low price, we know you pay less with your Pricito de Mayo at Doral Hyundai. The couple of NBA notes, Orlando Magic, they fired Jamal Mosley. Not a huge surprise. There was a seemed like a pretty big rifty riff with him and Paolo Banchero, and they blow a 3-1 series lead, so he's gone. Another piece of NBA news in the midst of this, the... Let's see. The
Mavericks?
Mavericks are hiring Masai Ujiri. He's back. They have hired the former head of basketball operations from the Toronto Raptors, of course, architect of the 2019 championship, went all in and got Kawhi Leonard for DeMar DeRozan, and then lost him after a year. But obviously has scouted some good talent, OG Anunoby and Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet. None of whom are there anymore. Neither is he. He's now in Dallas. So he is the successor to Nico Harrison. Some guys have a tough act to follow in sports. This is not one of them. You honestly, like, you couldn't ask for a better person to go after in sports than Nico Harrison and being the Mavericks GM. You're like, I get to follow who? Perfect. You know, Eric Spoelstra, he had to replace Pat Riley. Tough. That's a tough act to follow, all right? Jay Fiedler, he had to replace Dan Marino. Tough act to follow. That's why Malik Willis, all he had to do was get it all off the plate, dude. You're following Tua. Everybody was ready for him to go by the end of this thing. So, anyway, enjoy that. Masai Ujiri is now running things in Dallas. So we got that. And then on the NHL playoff side, you have the Lightning. They lose yesterday. Thank God. In seven to the Montreal Canadiens. The Canadiens are the last Canadian team in the playoffs, yeah?
Edmonton's eliminated. Ottawa's eliminated. Yes, I believe Montreal is the last Canadian team.
They have the most Stanley Cups, do they not?
Yes, they do.
They were like one time a dynasty.
They're the New York Yankees of hockey.
Yeah, it's been a long time for Canada. So we got tonight in the playoffs, Flyers and Hurricanes. I'm rooting for the Flyers. I can't lie there. I do not like the Carolina Hurricanes.
Trevor's very happy with that.
And I do not like Rod Brindamore. So I'm going to root for the Flyers. Ducks, Knights.
You can't root for Quinville, right?
I can't root for Quinville, but I'm not like a huge fan of the Knights either. I mean, they beat the Panthers in a Stanley Cup. So my Petty really doesn't have a preference there. I think the team that I want to win is the Minnesota Wild from the West, but I don't think anybody's beating Colorado. Colorado's looked like such a juggernaut this year. When the Panthers played them, they were the one team this year I was like, especially on the road, I was like, holy crap. Holy crap. That was, I think the Panthers got them down here, though. I feel like I remember the Panthers getting them down here. But when they played them in Denver, I was like, holy crapola. And then on the other side of things, Canadiens and Sabres. So Canada and almost Canada in a series. You got that going. On the NBA side of things tonight, Vlad is very excited. Game one, Knicks hosting the Sixers. That's on NBC. 8 o'clock is your tip-off from Madison Square Garden. And I'm sure we will get lots of shots of Timothy Chalamet.
And what, Kylie?
And Kylie. And then Tina Fey was next to them last game.
And Tracy.
And Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
I watched that Marty Supreme this weekend. I've never seen it before.
Was it good?
I have no use for ping pong.
Okay.
It was like, all right. I think everybody else kind of felt the same way with Marty Supreme. It's like, you do ping pong, dude. And this Marty Supreme was very full of himself. He's like, you don't understand. I'm the greatest. Was it based on a true story?
I didn't see it, so I don't know.
I don't know if it was either. I'm not really sure.
But I'm not into ping pong.
But I'm sitting here, I'm like, huh, that's what we're doing, huh? He's like, yeah, I'm the greatest. Anyway, 9:30 tonight, Timberwolves at Spurs, game one between them. Anthony Edwards is questionable for that series, so check that on out, ladies and gentlemen. That is your schedule and lineup for tonight. On the local side of things, we got the Marlins in action. They will be taking on the Philadelphia Phillies. 6:40 is your first pitch tonight. And the Marlins are going for the split. They got Jansen Junk on the hill. He goes up against Aaron Nola, which I believe was a flip. Because when I first saw this series, I think that I had... who's the guy who pitched yesterday? He's from down here.
You talking about
Lizardo.
Lizardo.
Yeah, Lizardo, I think, was originally in this slot. So they flipped him and Nola. Jansen Junk's been awesome his last couple outings for the Marlins. So they need this one. Need this one tonight. And if you want to talk about man, I'm just looking right now, just right under it, Vlad. The Mets have a worse record than the Rockies.
Yeah, and they still won't fire their manager.
That's crazy. Why don't they do that? You think they see what Don Mattingly's doing? You think it would? You'd be like, hey, maybe it'll spark us.
They're already an embarrassment. I guess they don't want to be even more of an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're not doing it. But, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that was they've been a disaster. But the Marlins, the big news today to look out for, new catcher, Joe Mack. Great catcher name. Joe Mack is going to be behind the dish tonight as Augustin Ramirez has been sent to Jacksonville. So the look out for that, everybody. Look out for that. That is what you got tonight. 6:40 is your first pitch from Lone Depot Park. And if you guys missed it this weekend, Kimi Antonelli won the Miami Grand Prix. He is your champion there. And Golden Tempo, if you're into racing on hooves instead of tires. Golden Tempo, crazy, crazy come-from-behind performance by him. I mean, that horse was playing with its food, and then all of a sudden was just like, hey, cool, check this out. I'm going to outrun everybody. Like, at that point, do you think the jockey was was that a strategy from the jockey? Or do you think that the horse wasn't doing what he wanted?
I don't think the horse was doing.
And then the horse just decided, oh, I could beat these guys.
Yeah. Because if you look at it, I think it was the jockey and his brother.
Yes.
His brother was what, Renegade?
Yeah, I think so.
So if you saw it, they both were in the back of the pack when the race started. And then they started making their way to the front.
Just came out of nowhere.
And then down the stretch, it was like, whoa, who's this lightning coming through from the outside? Yeah, it was Golden Tempo.
Pretty wild, dude. Pretty wild. All right, so you have that, and that is your look at the headlines around everything, everybody. We'll take a break here, continue on, lots to get to. Some Miami Heat fodder that's out there as well. We're back after this.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. So, the Celtics are out. That's awesome. Now the question is one of their duos in the Heat's plan? I mean, that has to be actually one of the questions here. Is do the Miami Heat, is there a chance that Bam Adebayo calls up his very good friend? Because I'm seeing on the other end of things, they're wondering, oh, could the Celtics go trade for Bam Adebayo? And Jason Tatum's like, Bam, will you come up here and be friends with me because Jaylen Brown doesn't want to be my friend anymore? And Bam's going to be like, friends with you? Why don't you come down here? Is there a possibility that we could be looking at a Jason Tatum exodus out of Boston? And would Heat fans be into that off his bad Achilles?
Let me ask you this.
What's that?
In what world do you see the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat making a trade?
A lot more respect between front offices than there used to be, Vlad. Remember, Danny Ainge is in Utah.
Fine.
Brad Stevens, there's a lot more respect there than there used
to
be.
But you guys do know your ops.
Understood.
So why would I give my op my best player?
I don't know. You know, what if your best player is just like, look, you need to live in a world where Jason Tatum is gone and Jaylen Brown is getting to be the star of the Boston Celtics because that's what he wants and he deserves. You can't trade a finals MVP. I mean, I guess you could, but I mean, it'd be pretty crazy.
You traded Shaq. What are you talking about?
That is true. Box me in. And Andre Iguodala.
And Kawhi Leonard.
Did he get traded?
From Toronto?
Oh, yeah, he did get traded to Toronto. He demanded that, though. All right, I'll take my box in. It's happened on multiple occasions.
You've been boxed in!
Menu 631 says, yuck. SDI says, Bam for Brown would be a great trade for the Heat. So you're suggesting that the Heat trade Bam Adebayo to the Boston Celtics
for Jaylen Brown.
And so you're looking at a team that's what? Tyler Hero.
Jaylen Brown. Norm Powell? No, he's a free agent.
I mean, if he wants to come back.
Andrew Wiggins? You'll be a bunch of short guys.
Andrew Wiggins and Khalil Ware? That's the team? I don't like that one. Oh, that's not really wetting my whistle there, SDI. I got to tell you. He did score this year, though. He did have a good year. I'm not saying like trailing. Who would you want to trade for? Would you want to trade for Tatum on the bad leg, or would you want to trade for Jaylen Brown and his just strange behavior?
Hold on,
tell you that this was his favorite year. Would he be happy? Maybe he wouldn't be so weird if he finally was away from Jason Tatum.
Let me ask you this, because there's going to be a lot of big names that should be available. Rank them right now. Jokic is out.
I can't count Jokic.
Yeah, because he's a year
away.
It's too
much of a pipe dream.
He's a year away.
So we're going to go Durant.
Durant's possible now.
Giannis. Do I put Jaylen Brown and Tatum in there? Or just Jaylen Brown? Who gets to be on there?
See, that's a good question. Because if they are willing to split them, is it the one that's battered but it's the bigger name?
I feel like Tatum's the more popular guy.
Right. So
he's the face of the franchise.
Because he's the face of the franchise, he should get you more. But the guy that everybody genuinely thinks is the better player is Jaylen Brown. So it would really it'd be interesting.
Spider.
Zion.
Well, I don't know why they won't get rid of him.
Or Ja. You're not thrilled about Ja anymore.
No, I am, but nobody wants to listen to me. So what does it matter? You know, it's like one of those things where, like, I think it's a good idea, but everybody thinks it's a terrible idea. You know, like, if you're one of your friends, you have a bad vacation spot, you know?
Oh, Jamal Murray. How about Jamal Murray early?
See, here's the thing with Jamal Murray. I'm interested in – I feel like my demands for Jamal Murray would get shot down by the Nuggets because I feel like I'll take Jamal Murray. Like, let's say, theoretically, you did Hero, Jovich – for Jamal Murray, but I want a first-round pick back. I'd take on a lot of money for Jamal Murray, but we're getting you out of hell. Now you have to take on the Jovich deal, but that's like 50. That's peanuts compared to what he's owed, and then Tyler's an expiring. I feel like the Heaters should be owed an asset because, look, as Jamal Murray had a great year, all-star, played a lot of games, but nobody trusts that knee. I mean, like, let's be real about it. So if I was the Heat, I want to get a little sweetener if that was to be the case. So Jamal Murray's in there. Do I want him more than Spider? No, even though he's a champion. I probably should put more respect on his name.
He went one-on-one against Spider and beat Spider.
I know. He's gotten the better of him, and he's a champion. Spider's never even been to the conference finals.
Yeah. Bam and Murray works.
Bam and Murray does work.
Bam Murray and Hero.
But he makes a lot of money, dude. Have you seen how much money he's making?
Well, that's because when he's healthy and like in the postseason, he's one of the most clutch players.
He is. No,
he's
dude, he hit
player.
Two triple. Him and Joker with the triple doubles against the Heat. Like, I don't like what people are doing with the Nuggets, where they're like, oh, they were for gays. They've never beaten a 50-win team. I'm like, is that a thing? Now we care about the regular season wins? So you're telling me, let me get this straight. Joel Embiid's more legit because he beat a 56-win Celtics team than Nikola Jokic is for winning the championship?
Dude, I didn't. When they brought that stat up, I was shocked.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he didn't beat a 50-win team in his journey to the NBA final.
Well, let's not forget the Celtics got a cakewalk to the finals when they won the championship.
They also what they
no Jimmy.
There was every team they felt yeah. they faced had an injury.
Didn't Brunson get hurt?
No, we didn't play them that year. Halliburton
got hurt.
Yeah,
they lost Halliburton. They lost Jimmy.
I think they beat Orlando. Maybe wasn't it like Wagner or Banchero got hurt? Might have been Wagner.
The point is, they can go to hell. My ranking system is. I think I want to do a holdover year on Durant. I'm still into that. I think that's my number one plan.
So you still because I'm still holding 38.
Here's the thing. I've gotten so, and this is going to be probably ruined by July. My hope is, this is what I want. My hope is, one, I want the ping pong balls to fall our way the way we're owed. And I get DeBanza. Then I get Spider. That's what I would like to happen. That would be my number one plan. That would be my best summer ever. Okay? If fortune doesn't favor the brave, if it just goes the regular way that it's supposed to go, I want Durant on a holdover year. All right, so we can reset for Joker if he doesn't sign his extension. That's what I want. Let's just say Joker re-signs. Then I'm going to revisit the Giannis thing. I'm going to revisit it, but I want to do it without giving up Khalil Ware, which is probably impossible.
So Durant 1, Jokic 2, Giannis 3.
No, Jokic is 1, but he's Jokic, down the road. But you're not letting me have him.
Okay, but Durant would be
Durant's
immediate.
My holdover plan to get to Jokic.
So that he's your number 2, but actually your number 1, but you're number 2.
Then, Spider.
Spider is 4?
3.
3.
Yeah, so Giannis, I'm not counting Joker.
So you're not counting Joker. Oh, so 1 is Durant, 2 is Giannis, 3 is Spider.
Yes, but Spider and Giannis are kind of tied.
Okay, so 1 and okay, 2A and 2B.
Yes.
Okay. I'm with you.
And then I would go Jaylen Brown,
4.
Ja Morant,
5.
Jamal Murray,
6.
Because of the money.
I'm going to throw you something out of the ordinary. Not out of the ordinary, but something you should think about.
Okay.
I got a guy for you.
Mm-hmm.
I got a trade partner for you.
Okay.
And it actually works if you have the 13th or any of these picks. You've flirted with this individual before.
Oh.
Yes, you have.
All right, let me hear it.
You still have Bam, right? It's trying to add players to help Bam and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys should call Dallas and get Kyrie.
I would be into the Kyrie Irving thing. Now.
I think Kyrie is going to be I don't think people are mentioning him, but if you see these playoffs, you understand – not having a point guard is the reason why the Houston Rockets didn't advance against the Los Angeles Lakers. Not having a point guard who can get the ball, who can score, get his own shot, but he's down the stretch. 5 minutes
Kyrie.
Of the game, you got a bona fide bucket getter.
Yes.
Kyrie, everybody's moonwalking, apologizing to all the things they said about that young man early in his career, the last 3 or 4 years, the whole COVID situation. You've noticed that. He was a very, very, very integral part of helping Luka develop. You notice that he's not a...
He's known Bam since he was a kid.
He would love to play. He knows the history of the NBA. He knows Riles. He probably has a definite respect for Spo. He's coming back off a knee injury, but he's going to be ready to play.
What's his contract? Let's see. Was Kyrie?
I think Kyrie to Miami would be.
I'd be into that. Let's see. Kyrie, 3-year deal. He's got a player option next year for 40.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
That's not bad. Like 40 million for a superstar player.
A little
like
older.
That.
Obviously, be 34 coming off the knee injury. But got to feed me, all right? He took the full year to get ready for the ACL. He didn't.
Yeah.
That's a full recovery, you would think.
You put Kyrie, that's a backcourt.
Hmm.
Kyrie.
Jennifer says, are you serious about, I don't know.
She was talking about Tatum. The Tatum and Brown. That's what she was upset when you were saying that. You know how she feels about Boston.
Yeah, they can go to hell, Jennifer.
But you were talking very, like you would.
Well, listen, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. You know, if it's one of these things where if like Tatum wants to come down here, I mean, who am I to stop him?
She's not sleeping with the enemy. That's what she's saying. It's like, no enemy. Mm-mm. You
neither one of them?
Mm-mm. She doesn't want no part of it.
Interesting.
I'm just saying.
Just a hard no. Because you used to hate Brad Marchand. No. You used to hate Brad Marchand, Jennifer. And now what? Now he's the Rat King down here.
What is the difference? He was traded during the trading deadline.
He was.
So it was and then boom, immediately. It was instant satisfaction.
She says she'd take Jaylen Brown, but not Tatum.
Really?
It's because Tatum's a cornball. That's why. He's too lame. Because that would be weird. Because Bam and Tatum are like best friends.
Jaylen Brown would not work down here. The humidity would mess up his hair.
He'd have to get rid of that.
He would have to get
rid of that. He'd have to get rid of that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And then what's the trade? The trade is Hero. Mm.
Hero would be a god in Boston.
You bet that. You got that right. We've wanted him all along. See ya, Hauser. This is a real intangible.
Tyler.
I love him. I mean, they would treat him like the next Larry Bird.
It's like Larry Bird and Kevin McHale had a child together. It's Tyler.
All right, so J-Fig's out on Tatum, says he's too lame.
Duck Jones Jr. says he'd take Tatum over Brown. He's more likable.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I do think this is very strange behavior. Because, like, it's always been a thing, right? They've always had some kind of dichotomy there that's just been like, he very much knows that he's second fiddle and doesn't feel like he's second fiddle. And so, but I don't.
He was there first. That's why.
Maybe.
He was drafted first.
Yeah, but what is it?
And then Tatum came after. And ever since then, it was like they handed him the keys to the car, like the keys to the house and everything. Like he's the man. And he feels that he's worked and done enough to be the man himself or to get more, as much accolades as Tatum gets. He feels he deserves the same.
It's got to be scary though. What do we really? Because if Tatum's already like, and look, we're irresponsible with his leg. Don't get me wrong. Like you shouldn't have been playing that guy 40 plus minutes in the playoffs. It was ridiculous.
Well, they did that. Well, that Mazzulla might be the one that gets looked at because he went against everything he did during the regular season. He shortened the rotation. So when you shorten the rotation, you're going to be putting more strain on Tatum.
Yeah, you had to be smarter with that. Had to be smarter with that. But I don't know. Do you think that they get ready to the point where they go to the point where like they would want to get rid of Kyrie in Dallas?
Yeah, It's Cooper Flagg's team.
Let's see. Scott has weighed in. He said, "Buddy, let's get this straight. Nobody wants Jovic. Nobody in the entire NBA, possibly entirely on Earth." Not under any circumstances. Please stop adding him to trade scenarios as if it's a good thing. I'm just doing salary there, Scott. I understand. I don't want to sit here and be like anybody wants Jovic. I would not be that ridiculous with that. As much as I love Jovic, dude, and you know I love Jovic, I understand. I'm just trying to get the money right. And that is the sport. You have to do things by rules. So, you know, don't think I'm like adding and the other part of it is you could say nobody, but if anybody did want him, it would be his big brate in Dallas. I mean, in Denver, excuse me.
So here's the thing: is Dallas drafting? In this, they're gonna have a draft. They're in the lottery, right?
I don't know. No, they're not in the lottery because they made the playoffs.
Dallas?
Yeah. Oh, Dallas. I'm sorry. Dallas. Yes, Dallas. I believe is in the lottery.
So, what if they have two first round picks in the lottery? if the Dolphin, I mean the Dolphin, the Heat offered him whatever selection,
just gave him 13?
13 or whatever, even if it's 11 or 10. If I give you one of those, if I give you my first round pick and a couple of players for Kyrie, you're going to build the future around Cooper Flagg.
That was last year. Where's this year? Oh, here we go.
Yeah, you're building your future around Cooper Flagg. You're still going to be a couple of years away.
Hey, oh, hello, Finn. Jennifer.
Hello, guys.
Yay. Good weekend.
So you're out on Jaylen Brown, or you're out on Tatum, but not Brown?
Tatum, for sure.
Just because he's lame?
I don't want him.
Really?
Also, he's still not playing his best either.
Actually, he was playing all right.
He was okay, but I definitely, you know, it's definitely got to be concerned with the leg.
Exactly. Like Leroy says, we don't need more injured players.
Well, guess what? The players that are going to be available are going to be injured.
Yeah, Dallas has a pick. They have a 6.7 at the top four, I think.
So you don't think Dallas can't make a quick turnaround? You don't think Masai would not love the fact of having two first-round picks in this year's great draft?
He might. He's a good drafter.
And he's a great drafter. So if he had two picks in the top 10 or top 13.
I definitely think that if the Heat just stay where their pick is because of where they're at, and especially with all the young guys and their contracts, I could definitely see the Miami Heat being in a position where 13 gets moved for somebody.
So if a guy like Kyrie would be beneficial because it'd help
you. For sure.
Right. And they'll be able to get their next point guard.
Because if you could go Kyrie, I hate to do this to our Whiskey Stars and Cigars guest, but we'll put Davion as the backup point guard. But you have Kyrie, Pella. Or you could, I mean, you could go a Kyrie Davion backcourt with Pella as the three, Bam, and then Kalel.
Or you can go Kyrie Tyler, have Tyler one more year, and then let him go after the 27th season.
You could.
You have Kyrie.
You could play around with it. I just don't think.
Kyrie Tyler, Kalel will be catching lobs from Kyrie.
Oh, yeah, he would.
Yeah. You saw what he did with Lively and those guys.
Well, I think that's the thing is I would love a lineup with Pella and Kyrie together because that's two
Pella
guys.
Pella and Kyrie's
that's,
good.
That's two guys who will get lobs to Kalel.
How about this backcourt? Kyrie and Pella.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, mm-hmm. Kalel, and Wiggins.
Not too bad.
That's a good front. That's a good starting five in the NBA, in the Eastern Conference.
Does fit. Interesting.
See?
We'll take a break. More to come. Back after this. All right.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It is that time of the show where we like to mix things on up. And typically, we refer to this segment as the mixed bag, ladies and gentlemen. You guys familiar with Paolo Banchero, star of the Orlando Magic?
Si.
Well, this was him yesterday. He was upset after the loss to the Detroit Pistons, blew a 3-1 lead. Seemed like they had that one in hand. Here's what he had to say.
Maybe it's too early, maybe it's too fresh, but how do you look inward to kind of push this team to that next level?
It starts in the summer. It's about winning habits. It's about just creating a winning environment every single day from September to now. Like, we got to be better. And it doesn't start in April when the playoffs start. It starts in September, October, when we get everybody in the building. When you build habits, you create an environment where losing isn't acceptable. Losing in the first round is not acceptable. It's not good enough. And that should be the attitude, you know. Shouldn't be comfortable in the building. It should be everybody on their P's and Q's, feeling pressure to be great, because this result is not good enough. So I think that's just the mindset that needs to be there from top to bottom.
And hours later, his head coach was fired. So Jamal Mosley's P's and Q's, I guess they weren't there for him. They apparently were not aligned all year. So not a surprise that the Orlando Magic went in a direction that was firing their head coach. But we'll see where they go. I mean, they obviously put a lot in onto that Desmond Bane trade. Not an awesome showing by him yesterday. So we'll see where Orlando goes from here. Because you can't play the Miami Heat every game, Orlando. I'm sorry. If that was the case, you got to be in a much better place. But there are other teams in the league. There are other teams in the league that you need to beat. Meanwhile, the Boston Celtics. You lose, you get a TNT graphic. Well, inside the NBA graphic, now on ESPN, for Gone Fishing.
Jack shrinks after he gets older. And we've got the Boston Celtics, who, after being knocked out by the Philadelphia 76ers,
you guys
are fishing. I see our buddy Bill Simmons in there, John Krasinski,
Mark
Wahlberg.
I don't know if he's stopping.
I don't.
They're on purpose.
They don't.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon on there, Tatum and Brown.
What is last one?
Yeah. That's all I see on that boat. I don't see anything else.
I didn't see.
Oh, you see it, Ernie. You know who that is!
Screaming at that.
If you guys, for our radio audience, the Gone Fishing is the classic inside the NBA bit where they Photoshop the end of your city and fans and your players gone fishing.
And whatever your city is famous for.
Right.
Any,
so when Miami gets it, it's usually on a speedboat or a yacht.
Usually Don Johnson. You might have a Miami Vice like a Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas, something to that effect. Maybe Tua, something, or Dan Marino or Shula, something to that effect.
Right.
Something that the city's known for.
But at the end of the boat, Titanic style, is Mike Vrabel canoodling Titanic style with Rose and Jack at the front of the bow, and she's got her arms out. I'm flying.
They're not interlocking fingers here, guys. Don't worry about it.
No. He's got hands on hips, and she's got her arms out. And that is how we celebrate. And I got to say, whoever put that together, that's top. That's good producing. That's good producing. He has to be like, do you think like he was sitting there watching that anywhere? Like maybe he was in his office. You know, obviously not at Horny Rehab anymore, because he only needs a weekend of that. But do you think Mike Vrabel was sitting there watching the Celtics game and thought to himself, are you kidding me?
Yeah, because if his wife was sitting next to him and they're watching the inside the NBA, and they probably laugh at this, they probably enjoy Ernie, Shaq, Kenny, and Chuck. So if it was anybody else, they would have laughed. You know what I'm saying? If it was another head coach, say if it was who would be a good head coach? Say that was Sean Payton.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Say it was Payton and Rossini.
Of course.
They would be laughing their ass off.
Man.
But because it's him and his wife, and I felt bad when they went on their whatever Utah weekend rendezvous. There was cameras taking pictures of both of them. Like, they went to the duty-free store and everything at the airport, and they're taking pictures.
Yep.
Yeah, you put that. You put that embarrassment on it.
Yeah, you put that shame on her.
So, yeah, now you got to live with that.
Man.
He thought once he went to rehab, it was over. But
I thought one day. I thought, you know, they're even referring to this. It wasn't even like a rehab. The way it's been described is like an emergency marriage council, which is like, who do you have? The marriage wizard? Like, who fixes that?
By the way, Utah, might have been a good place for you to explain yourself, Mr. Yeah. Vrabel.
Have they not seen Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
I mean, he could.
Not so secret.
Not so secret, dude.
Maybe he was trying to get a. Maybe we should move to Utah, honey. They allow these things.
Because what if. Mm-hmm. He goes, what about polygamy? He goes, what?
Big love.
Yeah, like big love. Like you know, those Mormon wives, they're all the rage. You'll become a TikTok star. She's like, I don't want to be a TikTok star. He goes, you don't? She goes, and how are you going to coach from Utah? He goes, well, you'll live in the you'll live on the land with the sister wives. What do you think of that? She's like, I don't like that at all, Mike. Oh boy! All right, I thought you were really going to go for this. Diana's on board.
Oh my god!
Literally,
she's leaving the Shake Shack guy.
Really?
No. I'm just saying, no. Like, that's what she's.
That's what he would have.
That's what he's telling her. Yeah. He's giving her the pitch.
Like, did I miss something?
He's giving her no. As far as I know, they're not. We haven't really heard. About it. Now they did say they did walk back the, and this is not a surprise. Apparently, how much she was a help on saving that guy from the car accident.
Yeah, it was all BS. Yeah.
So she was apparently just holding a dog.
But I mean, it's still a nice gesture. I feel
it's a nice gesture, but I don't think she put herself in danger.
The way they made it seem like she was Captain Marvel.
They made it seem like she was MacGyver. Like she was in there. There was an explosion while she walked away slowly. You know,
the hair in the wind.
Right. Yeah. Like that's the way they made it seem when the story first came out. But not the case.
Well, she saved a dog, so you know what? That's a good deed.
I think she held the dog. I think somebody else saved the dog.
Well, she held it. She helped it from running away and getting ran over or something.
All right. Well, that is the mixed bag today, ladies and gentlemen. That is the mixed bag. Stories like this and more we can discuss at Whiskey Stars and Cigars.
True.
But this is I do like that this is still just lingering all around. I don't know where we're sitting here and he's like, yeah, I just needed a day. And look, they got all this draft stuff that's going on right now where they're revealing like all the backstage stuff of what had happened. And this guy was sitting here just trying to put the pieces back together, and it's just supposed to be done in a day. I don't know. I think it's really down to the Patriots. Like, don't lose. That's the only thing that can save you from this.
Come on, man.
That's the only thing.
Bob Kraft, listen. After a couple months, they may ask him during training camp, and that's it. If he wins the first five, nobody's asking him this question. Now, if they start 0-5, yeah. But
because it's all going to be crumbling down on you. That's right. Why. So he can't really afford a slow start.
But, I mean.
Because then they're going to be like, what's the problem, Vrabel? Is there an issue? You know what the issue is. The question is, who's getting divorced first, the Vrabels or Tatum and Brown?
That's a good question.
I thought you were about to say Rossini, the Shake Shack.
I thought so too, but you know.
But I was like, Tatum Brown, man, that's a good one.
I don't know. Hard to say. Sitting here just like, what are we doing here? I enjoy this. Bruins out. Alex Cora fired.
We're great.
Just out here petty watching, really.
Just out here petty watching.
I just got, you know, we got my popcorn just
magnifique.
Enjoying.
What a time to be alive when you see Beantown going down in flames. Just a delight. An absolute, absolute delight. I love it. Wild. Got the hands there, Titanic style. Wow.
I wonder if they did that in Utah. By the pool.
Okay, we're going to do a trust fall. We call this the Titanic. And then she looks at Mike. She goes, that's our thing.
You think all the Boston teams are going to go to Utah and do the trust fall?
I don't know.
I mean, Vrabel.
Do you call up Danny Ainge?
Yeah, you might as well.
Danny, you got any advice here to get out of this little pickle? It's like, nah, man, you're kind of cooked. I don't know what to tell you, dude. That's not great. It's not a great option. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That was something. All right, we'll take a break here on the program. Final hour coming on up. We'll play a little All Right, Oh No, and get you caught up. Some Marlins moves happening as well. We are back after this.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.